This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. For Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking. Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening and welcome all you Wahoos and ACC fans out there.
And sports fans in general.
Yes, isn't that big of you? All right, Frank and Hobbo in studio with a special guest. We have none other than John Copper. So if anybody starts mouthing off, I am going to give him your address, and he's going to come over.
And hit you.
He's going to tackle you. Listen, he could hit.
Yeah,
number
54? 54, that's right.
54. There are still guys in the league crying about your collisions. You were pretty tame sometimes, but I saw some games where you, like, unloaded. And I don't know what happened. Did somebody in the locker room call your mother or something, or you were very calm most of the time, but every now and then.
Quick story.
Yeah.
My first week of practice in the third grade.
Third grade. Wow.
First week of practice, I go out and I was being very timid. And my brother already played football. He played football the year prior. That was why I wanted to play. And my mom pulls me aside, second day of practice. She says, John, if you don't start hitting, I'm going to pull you off the team because you're going to get hurt. And, then she said, when you go back out there tomorrow, think of yourself like a steam locomotive, and you're going to run over people.
I love that.
And we did. We started practice, as most practices did back in the 90s, with a little butt tackle drill. Get up and go run at the other guy as fast as you can, as hard as you can, and hit him. And I hit him. And that was the start.
That was the start of your defensive career. You decided offensive guys get hit. You wanted to administer the hit, not be the one taking the hit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I played off and on both ways all the way up until, you know, really 11th and 12th grade. And then I was just a flanker, right? But, you know, we had to block on every play. So, you know, you were hitting somebody all the time anyway, so... What the heck? All right. Hobo never hit anybody.
No. I was
playing basketball.
I was told early on that the best athletes were basketball players, so I knew that was my sport. But anyway, John, you ever? I see you finished in 08. Do you ever regret that maybe you came along too soon? You could have made big money in this NIL era.
You know, we were talking about that last week with my family, and I had two competing thoughts. The first was, yeah, I probably could have made pretty decent money. And then the second thought was, well, I also had some kind of down games, down even kind of down half season. I was like, they probably would have paid somebody a lot more to come in and replace me. So,
well, you know, it's a crazy world, and I think it's fascinating which players on which teams are looking at the portal and are jumping in the portal already. I mean, I wouldn't go in the portal till the last second. I would study all the options thoroughly. Yeah, anyway.
I should know this, but when does the portal officially open?
It's got to be coming up soon.
So after the first of the year, maybe?
Now, I do know that the NCAA has been lobbying in 2026 to have the portal open for 2 weeks. And that's going to be a big change starting in, like, you know, early January after all the bowl games and college football playoffs are done. You have the portal open for 2 weeks. And I think they got to do that because I think the portal puts too much pressure on everybody involved. You know, the longer it's open, it's not necessarily for the best.
No.
All right, big show tonight. We're very excited to have John Copper here. He's an old friend, and he's been on the show back in the good old days a few times. We got Dr. Boyd Rawls with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And then we have Jeff McDonald, former offensive lineman who left Hawaii to go to Charlottesville to play football. Who would do such a thing? Leaving, you know, the pristine beaches and the big waves and, you know,
there's too many distractions out there in Hawaii. You know, he came to Charlottesville and he actually could concentrate on football.
Well, he actually concentrated on the law.
And academics.
He got his law.
That's right.
His law degree.
John, let me ask you this, John. We're going into a bowl season. Talk to me about, you know, now that we have the college playoffs, how motivated will players get to play in bowl games, especially how motivated will the Cavaliers get?
I think the changes they made with the playoffs, I think, are very positive. I think it adds an element towards the end of the season that is obviously, it's the playoffs, you know, it's kind of do or die. You know, one of the things that's definitely different, I went down and toured the new facilities, you know, talked to Kelly is still there, my old trainer. She's still running the place. And one of the things that's evolved quite a bit is how they take care of players. And so when I was there, you know, you play 10, 12, 13 games and your body's kind of done. But the way that they take care of the players now, I mean, it's not, I mean, I did a lot of the stuff that now everybody does. I did it because I researched it, and that was kind of one of the things, is if I could recover a little better, all that, I would be in a better spot. But now a lot of those things that I did and did a bunch of research, and I was like, you know, the only one or maybe one of three or four guys on the team doing it. Now the whole team does it. So that adds, I mean, if you're physically in a better place, then mentally you're going to be much more motivated. I mean, not the guys aren't motivated to play in a bowl game, but it is a long season, and it wears on guys.
Yeah.
Well, there was no 13 games really in the old days. You know, it went from 8 games back when we were young to then 10. I remember thinking, wow, that's a lot of football. But now we've got a 12-game regular season. We have conference championships. We've got bowl games. We've got the college football playoffs. And the big talk between the Big Ten and the SEC is they want more slots in the college football playoff. And I don't know. I mean, you know, there's always going to be somebody bummed out. I mean, this year, look at all the people that are disappointed. I mean,
well, we were talking earlier. Obviously, Notre Dame or Vanderbilt in Texas are three that thought they deserved to get in. Well, especially Notre Dame.
Well, there were others. I mean,
well, there's going to be a bunch, but
Brigham Young, Michigan, Georgia Tech, Arizona, Virginia. You know, Vandy. I mean, think about all those teams. Those teams had huge years, right? And there's always going to be teams like that.
But you know, John, to follow up what you just said, you know, if they expand the playoff, all of a sudden you got potentially four playoff games. If you went to 16 teams, maybe they'd get rid of the conference championship game. I don't know. But all of a sudden that's 12, maybe 13, potentially 17 games. I mean, that's a brutal schedule for a college age player.
Yeah, you're getting into NFL professional-like, but, I mean, if you look at the whole trajectory of the NCAA with NIL and all that, it's moving, it's been moving, catapulting that direction already. So I don't, you know, and I think it's different because, again, guys have the income and the knowledge to take care of their bodies in a much better way that, you know, adding, you know, doubling from what Frank was saying, 8 games, you know, getting into 14, 15, 16 games, they have the ability to recover and play at that high level on a,
and
you
Virginia,
know, more like a freshman.
Virginia played on the 6th of December. They'll play 3 weeks later. How much help will that three-week layoff be?
Oh, that's huge. I mean, the bowl games that we played in, having those extra couple of weeks, because what happens is your guys that play a lot get to kind of sit back, you know, rest for that first week and a half or so. I mean, we're still active, but most of it is you know, we're not hitting hard, not, and then it also gives you, you know, one of the things, I don't know if it gets talked about a lot, but the younger guys get to develop. So most of, you know, during those bowl prep weeks, I mean, the guys that played a lot, we were staying sharp, but the guys that never played or that played very little got a ton of reps. They actually got the most of the reps. So that's just another thing, is that bowl prep actually gives your younger guys an extra couple weeks of practice that can really help them accelerate.
Well, the wear and tear thing is big. I mean, we know from this squad, you know, despite all the depth that was added, thanks to the, you know, huge influx of NIL money, they still didn't have enough guys. Virginia played the whole season with the number three right tackle, Jack Whitmer. And eventually that came back to haunt him. He played with a lot of spirit and heart, and I give him high marks. But, you know, look at the guys that were hurt. Mikhail Boley played in that game on the sixth down there in Charlotte, and he was half the player he'd been all season. He was in pain. You could tell he was in pain. He did his best at left tackle. You take Chandler Morris, played the whole year with this joint problem in his shoulder. I mean, dude, he's tough. You got to give him high marks. Jamari Taylor would sprain an ankle, tape it up, and go back into the same series. Now, I don't know how many guys can do that. He's one of the few I've ever seen. And shocking, he was the only Wahoo to make first team All ACC, which is just,
well, I'm just
absurd.
Thinking here, but I would think one of the problems of having a lot of depth is, now that you're paying guys, you know, where is all the money coming from? I mean, if you're going to start paying a significant amount of money to guys who aren't your frontline players, that makes it very expensive.
I would think so, and that's what I was saying. It goes back to that. You know, the NCAA is moving. I'm not saying the NCAA, I just mean college athletics, specifically football and basketball, are moving more to a more professional model at a very high rate of speed.
Well, it's all about money is what it amounts to.
Well, and it's always been all about money. It's just when I was playing, the players, and, you know, prior to that, I mean, there were huge TV contracts, huge contracts everywhere. Everybody got paid. And then we had guys on our team that couldn't afford to go buy their jersey in the game shop, you know. So I think it was a, positive move that players are now able to be compensated. However, I think it's the Wild West, and I think there definitely needs to be some more regulation on how it works.
Well, it's no question the NCAA needs help from the federal government, and the scary part is typically when the federal government gets involved with anything, you have more fraud and waste than you ever had before, sadly. And Hubba knows that.
They have a hard time agreeing what day it is. While we still got you here, talk a little bit about the excitement around the Virginia football program and the 10-win season. I know we were all disappointed by the Duke game, but that doesn't take any glitter away from the kind of year they had.
No, it was an incredible year. Chandler Morris, I mean, that guy was just fun to watch. He's a winner. Came in and really just set the standard for what we were doing, but also Coach Elliott and the whole staff he's put together and the team. I mean, what were 14th projected? 14th in ACC?
Preseason, right.
Preseason, and to end up, number two and just, a couple plays or a couple series away from number one. It was definitely, you guys know you've watched it longer than I have, but probably the most fun season to watch.
Well, you're a linebacker. Obviously, we're not going to have Cam Ross in the bowl game, but talk a little bit about how good he is at the linebacker position.
Complete package.
Cam Robinson.
Cam Robinson. Yeah. Did I not say that?
Said Cam Ross.
Cam Ross. I'm sorry.
Get you some more coffee.
Yeah.
Cam Robinson was really fun to watch, just sideline to sideline player. But more importantly, and where I think you need linebackers to step up, I mean, he made plays. I mean, he scored touchdowns, forced fumbles, interceptions. I mean, he was and made plays at key points in key games. And so you can't understate that.
Well, that's, the kind of guy that Joe Namath used to love to describe. He's a player's player. All right, we got 30 seconds before we go to break here. I'm seeing headlines here. Missouri lost their offensive coordinator. Washington State hired that coordinator to become their head coach, which is kind of wild. When we come back, we're going to do a segment with Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia. Stay with us. Who's Talking will continue. Thank you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome back. Who's talking? We're on Drive Time tonight. Obviously, the 5 o'clock show, and we'll mention it again. But next week also, we start early at 5 p.m. So make a mental or physical note to check with us or check in at 5 p.m. next Monday night for Who's Talking, our Merry Christmas edition next Monday night. But right now, we got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Our friend Dr. Boyd Rawls. Boyd, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thanks for joining us tonight.
I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to y'all, too.
Boyd, thank you.
Boyd, I hope you're doing well.
Doing well.
Boyd, I double-checked with our good friend, Chris Wright of the Sabre, this afternoon, and I identified Trell Harris, the wide receiver, hurt his ankle in the ACC championship game. Mikhail Boley, who has been dealing with a high ankle issue for off and on for weeks, and Maddox Marcellus, the Roman linebacker, has had shoulder issues. What can you tell us, if anything? And have you heard anything from Jody or somebody like that?
I have not heard. I haven't bumped into Jody, you know, in the last week or so. But he's usually pretty plugged into this stuff. But yeah, I'll tell you, you know, the I'm not sure how long Marcellus has been dealing with the shoulder issues, but particularly as a linebacker, that can be, you know, kind of frustrating. And, you know, these things, you know, a lot of times the shoulder loves rehab. You know, it's a joint that has a lot of, you know, kind of muscular components like the rotator cuff and things like that that help provide stability. So, you know, responds pretty well, you know, unless it's something that's clearly, you know, something that needs surgery, can rehab pretty well, but also can be something that, you know, kind of nags folks and you can play through and can sort of follow you through a whole season. So, you know, I hope he gets over that in the next, you know, week or two for the bowl game. But
yeah, that's a good point, you know, Boyd. They have 3 weeks between games. Are these injuries such that they could really improve in that length of time?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think it's your, you know, particularly if you're, you know, have a couple of weeks off, you know, it's certainly a much more, you know, more controlled, you know, environment for those weeks versus, you know, having to, you know, put things together over a week and then go, you know, 110%, you know, particularly down the stretch towards the end of the season with a lot of things on the line. Yeah, I think there's huge value. You know, particularly with these injuries, you know, the high ankle sprains are similar, and ankle injuries too. You know, they're things that can, you know, respond pretty well to rehab and rest, and you know, it's a good time in the season for these guys to, you know, have a little bit of a, you know, break, or at least be, you know, in a more controlled, you know setting for a few weeks to try to get them ready for the bowl game. So I'm hopeful we'll see him playing well.
Let's talk about Virginia quarterback who had a marvelous season, Chandler Morris, yeah. Number 4. Now he's had this, is it the AC joint in his shoulder?
Yeah, I had heard that was sort of an AC separation. Yeah,
yeah. So,
and
can he do anything in these weeks to get himself in a better position to throw, you know, a few more bullets, and a bomb. You know, he could throw the bomb.
Yeah, we could use a few of those. Yeah.
Right.
I think so for sure. For those reasons, I mean, I think the AC joint is basically where the, you know, the collarbone meets a small kind of bony process off the shoulder blade, kind of in the front, and yes. You know, most people have a little bit of a bump there, but. You know, that's one of these things. It's typically a, you know, capsular kind of maybe ligament injury there that the vast majority are, you know, non-operative and can kind of follow you around. But I think that's more of a, you know, resting it kind of thing. You know, that's, you know, a little different than the, you know, the typical sort of, you know, linebacker, you know, heavy contact shoulder instability problems we often see with some of those guys. You know, this is sort of a inflammation, you know, it's a little bit loose, and the more you rest it, the better it'll feel. But there's not a whole lot you can do in terms of strengthening muscles to, you know, to provide more stability to that joint. But, you know, I imagine, I think he'll benefit from a couple weeks off too. And, yeah, like I said, hopefully see him throw a few bombs.
Well, I think the Cavaliers would benefit if he could, you know, take a couple of deep shots. All right, Boyd, we've loved having you as usual. You've been fantastic. All your cronies there at Ortho Virginia have been great. Try to keep Dr. O calm down. I know he's been celebrating a lot.
I know.
I heard he spiked the ball right in front of Jody's office the other day.
That's not kind.
That is uncool. I mean, come on.
Boyd, you have a
great holiday, and we will have you back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next year, Boyd.
Take care.
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to head to break right back, and we've got Jeff McDonald. Not only is he an outstanding lawyer, but once upon a time, he was a heck of an offensive lineman. Stay with us. Who's Talking will continue.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Got it. Where do they find this weird music? Are we in like some weird shutdown discotheque?
I ought to have a little Christmas music on.
This is holiday
time.
Listen, fans,
Where'd Jeremy come from with
Jeremy,
this stuff?
Jeremy went into some closet and found some
little
some
down
weird...
down beat here.
Yeah, you know? Dude, we don't play music like that here. At Who's Talking? All right, we are very excited to have good friend, longtime contributor, great supporter, Jeff McDonald joining us. And Jeff, we've got John Copper sitting here, so if you get a little sideways, he's going to jump in there and grab you by the jugular.
Two key positions.
Hey guys. Hey John, how are you? Hey Frank, hey Habo.
Jeff, how are you, sir?
Dude, I'm doing so good. I'm so excited about our UVA football team and the prospect of winning 11 games for the first time in our history. So I'm doing pretty good.
Well, it seems like a tall mountain. I've been reading up on Missouri, and it seems like the star running back may or may not play. They lost their offensive coordinator, left, and became the head coach at Washington State. That could help Virginia. Some player got a DUI two nights ago from Missouri. That could be a factor. I don't know which player it is, but you know, Missouri's making some news, but it's not the kind of news you want. The Cavaliers, wow, meanwhile, have got to get healthy enough, particularly in the O-line, so that Chandler Morris can have a big game and we get the big win and everybody can party again. I mean,
yeah, that's right. We want to be in a good mood. I was in a foul mood after that game in Charlotte.
This isn't that hard. Come on, Morris.
You know, I told my wife I hate Maloney for this because it used to be I only got that upset about basketball losses. Now, after 17 years of this show, I'm Mr. Football, and I couldn't sleep after that Duke game. I was up all night.
Tell you what,
it was miserable. I was hoping we weren't going to talk very much about that tonight.
No, we're looking ahead.
We're looking ahead,
Jeff,
in Missouri.
It seems to be a lot about these bowl games, and we talked a little bit about this with John. It's really which team is motivated and hungry, and which team wants to be there, and which team wants to play. So, what's your feeling about that?
You know, I couldn't agree more. If Ahmad Hardy, you know, I'll just call him an All-American running back because he's got the numbers. If he's hurt, that would be very sad for him and for us because it would make it easier for us to win, but it would be sad we don't get a shot at stopping him. I had not heard that he was questionable. Is it because of an injury, or is it because he's thinking about sitting out?
No, he's thinking about sitting out so he doesn't get an injury.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that makes.
We got a whole bunch.
That makes sense. I mean, there. The line is the line. I think it's what six points for them, and
but it's coming. And, it's coming down.
And we're ranked higher, but as we all know, the rankings don't mean that much. I think we finished at 20. They're at 25. You know, I'm always looking at the line, and if you look at our line for the whole year, I mean, we've had a great year. I mean, our offensive line has been a huge bright spot for us. I mean, you know, Mikhail Boley, Noah Josie, Brady Wilson, Drake Metcalf, Jack Whitmer. I mean, all those guys are, as I understand, are starting. I know, you know, some have got some injuries that they're battling with, but as far as I know, they're all going to play. Have you heard anything else?
No, just Boley he played the game down in Charlotte. He was beat up. They took him in and out. They put John Adair in there a little bit, but he's too young. He's not ready for this.
No.
I see they mentioned the two deep, Noah Hartso. Did Noah get in the game against Duke?
I don't believe he did. I actually gave him a call today, wasn't able to get him, but I don't think he played. I know they have him listed as a senior. I thought he had another year, but anyway.
I thought he was a junior.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they recognized all the seniors at the Virginia Tech game, and he ran out. So I thought he was a junior too. But hopefully Mikhail Boley is going to be okay to play. I know he was beat up and limping and against Duke, and you know the ratings for our offensive line was probably the worst of any game on the year. I think the average was about 51, and you know me, I like to hover around 70 to get a win. And in fact, our aggregate score for the year is 69, which is pretty darn good. I mean, you're going to win all your games if you're 70, and we almost won all our dang games. So our offensive line, no question, has been a bright spot, but I'll tell you, they've got a couple great edge rushers. One is Damon Wilson. He's going to be lining up on the right side, so whoever's there, if it's Mikhail Boley, I hope he's healthy because this guy's got 9 sacks on the year. 9.5 tackles for loss. The other side, Jack Whitmer, who has not been as consistent as the other linemen, Zion Young is the other edge rusher. Both these guys come in at 6'4", 6'5", 250, 260, real lean. And Zion Young has 15 tackles for loss and 6.5 sacks. So these guys are really strong. Their interior linemen are very solid. But trust me, I think our interior guys can handle him. But I'm a little worried about these guys on the edge. So I think that's going to be the matchup to watch. And if they win, I predict that we'll be able to win. We'll be able to win this game.
This is a big game. I think it's what's one of the things that's fascinating is only three Wahoos have identified as likely to go into the portal, and I hope they can keep that number down low because they need as many people to return next year that are that are possible. Looking at Missouri, they've got some good safeties. Caleb Flagg and Jalen Catalan, they're the real deal. I just hope Virginia can be healthy. I think they entered that game against Duke hoping they could get by with certain guys that were hurt. And, Duke had nothing to lose. And that's...
Duke was clearly playing with house money. Yeah. They gambled a lot, and unfortunately for Virginia, most of the gambles were successful.
Well, the fourth quarter, Virginia showed them who they were made of, and then that series down at the goal line, I think Virginia came within a hair of shutting them down.
If we stop that, we win the game with a field goal.
Yeah, somebody lost the tight end in the end zone, and I'm sure everybody on the team knows who that is. I heard rumors about one of the linebackers, and I'm going to say when there's that much chaos and the quarterback is running away from the line of scrimmage, that's when everything breaks down. And you have to hope that somebody is smart enough to just hang out with the guy in the opposing jersey color and just stay right there on his hip, right? And it didn't happen. But let's talk about, getting the team ready. So, John, you and Jeff, tell us, you got exams this week, then you've got the practices for the game down at the Gator Bowl. How does this play out?
Yeah, so I have my philosophy on this, and mine is I want everybody to be healthy. And okay. So I want to be out there in shorts, maybe shoulder pads for a few days. I want the sessions to be fast, crisp, sharp. I don't want any injuries. I want everyone to stay healthy. I want folks to stay positive and just get after each other in practice, but in a controlled way. I don't want any injuries. You want to get practice over with as quick as you can. You want the kids to be able to study. We're student athletes at the University of Virginia. So let them take care of that. But I think if we do that, I really feel like we're giving ourselves a chance.
So it occurred to me, I remember the players after Virginia beat South Carolina down there. I think that was that the Belk Bowl?
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah. Belk.
Okay.
Yeah, we shut them out.
All right, so you may or may not have heard, and John may or may not have heard, but Chris Peace and the running back, whose name was Jordan something, I think, they told me those were the hardest practices that Bronco had ever conducted. And they were so glad that the practices were over, they took it out on South Carolina. And having been there at that game on the field and in the press box, Virginia should have won the game 31-0.
Yeah.
Guy missed a chip shot field goal. Remember that? And afterwards, the players were not celebrating. I think they were thinking about doing something mean to Bronco. I mean, they were... Bronco.
Dude, the celebration was in the locker room, and I got a lot of pictures from that because my son was on that team, Mikey. Yeah. And so, they had a lot of fun hoisting that trophy and passing that trophy around after that game. That was a sweet win.
Jeff and John, let me ask you this. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal. I get my best information on sports from the Wall Street Journal. But Coach Cignetti of the undefeated number one Indiana Hoosiers, teams are allowed 20 hours of practice per week, and the article said he only spends 6 hours of the 20 on the field. It's almost like he really has backed off. practice, particularly a lot of hitting. What do you think about that?
Well, no, I mean, I think, like, when I was there, I mean, we had the same rule, 20 hours, you know, in quotes. But, no, I mean, once you factor in weight room, once you factor in, you know, which was, you know, that was at least a couple hours a week, even in season, and then you factor in all the meeting time
film study.
Well, private film study, but the actual meeting time, I mean, that's when the clock starts, when the coaches are leading that. So once you factor all that in, I mean, we may have been 9 or 10 total on the field during the week, and that includes things like walkthrough on Friday. So I don't know that that's a huge. I mean, that is a pretty bad. I think most coaches want to be on the field more. However, I don't think that's a huge number thinking about it. And
so it's not
the whole
that
scope.
Abnormal.
I think Bronco used all 20 hours down there before that belt pull.
Well, I will just say what's obvious, and that's that Coach Cignetti is a genius. I think he's got the right idea. I have the same philosophy that sometimes less is more, particularly at the end of the season when, you know, players like, you know, John and I, we know what's going on. It's like everybody's hurt. There's nobody who doesn't have something they're struggling with. And so you want them to be as less hurt as possible. You want them to heal up as much as they can for the game, but you want a lot of intensity out there. You want 110% intensity when you are on the field, when you're practicing, to get ready. But I don't think we should beat each other up out there.
All right, give us the two things you'd like to see happen down in Jacksonville in not quite 2 weeks. It's 12 days.
That's a little more than that. This
12,
is,
27.
Yeah, you're right. This is the 15th. I've lost a week.
Hubbo is close.
Frank was a math major. I always forget that.
I was not a math major. Jeff,
I just want two items. Two things. Two items. I want a good game, and I want a W. That's it.
I don't want any good games. If there are five fights and Virginia wins by 1 point, I'm happy.
Well, you
John,
know.
How about you?
Turnover. I think we got to win the turnover battle.
That's
always big.
All right,
Jeff.
Jeff, we
thank you for all you do for Who's Talking, and we want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. All right, we're going to go to break now.
Christmas.
We're going to come back. It's the Olympics segment. We don't have a whole lot of Olympic news, but we do need to talk a little basketball, so stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank Jeff McDonald, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and John Copper, who's right here. He's been terrific all night. And I want to mention again that next week we're also on at 5 o'clock. So please make note of that we'll be on early again next week. And I did want to mention the Touchdown Club of Richmond. Four Cavaliers were honored. Is that the successor of the Dudley operation or not?
The whole Dudley Awards thing devolved.
All right. Well, at any rate, Chandler Morris, Trell Harris, Cam Robinson, and Cam Ross were all honored by the Touchdown Club of Richmond for the positions, their various positions. So we just wanted to make reference to that.
And Taylor was runner-up for the Dudley Award, so get that right.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. Not much discussion of basketball other than before we take a look at the football playoffs and bowl games. It's a big game for the Hoos on the hardwood this coming Saturday. The Maryland Terrapins come to town. 6 o'clock tip at JPJ. A big game, big non-conference game for the basketball Hoos.
Cavaliers need to make a statement.
Yeah, they need a W, particularly playing at home. You know, the non-conference schedule, I put this in the Hoops notes, but there are really five legitimate games in a non-conference schedule. This is the last one. If they win this one, they'll be 4-1 in those five games, which I think will really help them when Selection Sunday comes around in March.
They need to D up.
And Maryland's pretty good. Maryland got beat pretty well by Michigan, but I watched Michigan and Arizona. Those are the 1-2 ranked teams in the country, and they're both the real deal. Arizona and Michigan are really good.
All right, let's talk about the games coming up this weekend. First off, Friday night at 8 p.m., Alabama is going to play Oklahoma. And is this game in Oklahoma?
I believe so. Is I think Alabama is the ninth seed. Yeah, so Oklahoma would have the
Oklahoma's
home game.
Oklahoma's hosting. So I saw where Alabama's favored by 1.5 points. I've said that I've thought that this was a toss-up game going back to last week when I studied it. You know, this is a chance for DeBoer, the coach at Alabama, to make a statement. I'm not sure Venables has ever coached in a game of this magnitude yet. So DeBoer, having been at Washington, he has. It should be an excellent contest. Then on the 20th, Saturday, JMU will play Oregon out there in Eugene. And the last time I checked the line, it was 21.5 points. And I'd be surprised if JMU can stay within that. Only from the standpoint that the line play is just so much bigger and stronger. And Jeremy shakes his head, but after the game, we'll talk then and we'll see how you feel.
We'll be able to discuss it next Monday.
All right. Miami is playing Texas A&M. And for the sake of all ACC fans and alumni, they need to beat the Aggies. This is a tough contest down there. You know, I think Texas A&M is favored by 3.5. Let's face it, Beck has got to have a great game.
You're right, though, but this is an opportunity for Miami to make a statement because preseason they had lofty expectations, so they kind of were lucky to maybe get in the tournament, and this is an opportunity to show they belong there.
Well, the playoff, yes. Tulane, the Green Wave or whatever, is going to sail into Oxford, Mississippi to play Ole Miss, and I think Ole Miss is favored by 1.5 points at this time. If Lane Kiffin was still there, this game would be more like 5 to 7 point line. This is a weird game to handicap, and I might say this might be one where the Green Wave pulls a fast one. This is a game where anything can happen. There's been so much turmoil and noise, and the AD is mad at Lane Kiffin. And
well, it sounds like what you're saying. The four games this weekend, and Jeremy won't like to hear this, but other than James Madison and Oregon, the other three games could be quite compelling.
Those are nail-biters, no question. And we have a bowl game involving the ACC. NC State on Friday afternoon at 2:30 is in the Gasparilla Bowl, and they're going to play Memphis. And this is a good opportunity for Dave Doran and the Wolfpack to sort of shake off a lackluster up-and-down roller coaster season. And I wouldn't be surprised if they took Memphis out of the back of the woodshed. And
did NC State end up 6-6 or 7-5? I can't remember.
7-5.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, they clearly did not meet the expectations they had going into the season, so a bowl win always helps. Isn't that right, John? You know, it lets you end the season on a positive note.
That's definitely lets you get into the off season just with a little bit different pickup in your step.
Little motivation going into those off season workouts.
That's right.
This is so long ago. He's having a hard time remembering all this stuff.
Well, if he can't remember it, what's that say about me?
Well, we know your situation. We find you walking in the parking lot all the time.
Yeah.
John, how many kids do you have?
We have two kids, 11 and 8-year-old.
You're at that. Those are the ages that are challenging.
Now, what activities are they in? Any legacy football players there?
No, we'll see. My son, the 8-year-old, he's very athletic, and so we'll see.
Does he hit anything that moves? You know,
he likes to punch. He sets up boxing things and does that. So.
And how about your daughter?
My daughter is an artist and a designer.
Wow. All right, well, John, thank you for coming in. Merry Christmas, safe travels as you move back to Virginia.
All right, we've got a shake and bake. We hope to have maybe Paul Collins or Billy McMullen and Dr. O next Monday night. That will be our Christmas special. Jeremy did a great job tonight, even though he cheers for JMU.
And don't forget, right. 5 o'clock next Monday. We'll talk to you then.
Go Hoos.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, the Sabre.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and James River Air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.